Hello, hello, beautiful people. We're back again with another episode of Complete Circle. Always excited to share with y'all, always excited to give y'all a word, and always excited to give y'all a blessing. Amen. So without further ado, let's get into it, okay? So today's episode is about living in purpose and in passion. It's a big one. It's a big one. Okay. So living in purpose and in passion, it's like, first of all, that's my motto, walk in purpose and walk in passion. Like if you know me, you know that that's a saying that I love to reiterate always, because it just, first of all, the two P's just go together very nicely. But it's also, for me, you can't walk in purpose without walking in passion. And if you have passion, then you have to have purpose. The two just go together. Like you, in my opinion, cannot have one without the other. And so that's the phrase, walk in purpose and walk in passion, period, okay? But what does it mean to walk in purpose and in passion? Like, what does that actually look like? What is it? How does that translate into somebody's life? You know, I think that your purpose and your passion, which, funny enough, my best friend Chanel said this yesterday, your purpose and your passion don't have to be related to your career. Because it doesn't always really happen that way, to be honest. Sometimes what you love, what you're passionate about, what your purpose for isn't necessarily the job that you hold or the career path that you're on. Sometimes your purpose and your passion will fall outside of that. And that's not saying, you know, to go quit your day job and just leave everything behind to go, you know, find your purpose and your passion. I feel like your purpose and your passion finds you. I don't feel that you find your purpose and your passion. And I know some of you might be like, whoa, what? That doesn't even make sense. Like, what are you even saying right now? But honestly and truly, I think that as funny as it sounds, you fall into your purpose. Like you and your purpose finds you, and then you just fall into it and it just feels right. And there's no questioning it, and there's no confusion, and there's no doubt about, you know, the path that you're on and what it is that your heart is telling you. Now, I know that it's scary when, you know, you embark on new journeys and new paths in life. So there will be questions and there will be moments of doubt. But in your heart of hearts, when it comes to your purpose and your passion, you're always gonna know that at the end of the day, this is what you were meant to do. And this is exactly what you were created for and purposed for here on this earth. And so, for example, me, I know, like, I'm gonna talk about mental health again. Yeah. But that's what I'm passionate about. That's what I'm really, you know, I get excited about it. My heart lights up. Like everything in me just kind of like, ooh, like just comes to attention when it comes to mental health. Like once you start me on it, I won't stop. Like I could have a conversation about it all day, every day. Like it's just very interesting to me, and it draws me in. And now my purpose is not necessarily mental health. So my purpose, I've come to find, you know, as I've gone through life and the platforms that God has placed me on, my purpose is to help people, to serve people, to impact people's lives. And the mental health field is simply one platform and one avenue to do so. So that's what I'm saying. Like my job as a counselor is not necessarily my purpose, but it is in alignment with the purpose that God has placed me on this earth for. It is just one more way that I can help impact people's lives. It's through counseling and through helping them better their mental health and becoming more aware and advocating for that so that people can get healthy holistically. And so that's the way sometimes it happens. Like the career that you're on may not be your specific direct purpose, but it should be in alignment with the purpose that you are called to. And so even this podcast is another way in which I can speak to people and impact their lives and serve them and bless them, because that is what I know that God has created me to do. And it might sound very broad and it's like, okay, yeah, we'll help people impact lives. Like, that's not very specific, but I just know what that does for my heart and my being when I am able to use what God has blessed me with to bless somebody else. And so that's really what it is. And it even ties in with success. You know, my definition, excuse me, of success is how many people were better off because you lived. And that ties directly into my purpose, impacting people's lives, helping people. How many other people's lives were better off, were highly impacted, and, you know, just more of a blessing because I was able to bless them. And so it's very important to be in tune with God in order to find that purpose and that passion, or in order for that purpose and that passion to find you. Because we are all put here on this earth for a reason. There's not one single person, I don't care what anybody says, that was put on this earth just to live life and, you know, go about their business and then leave the earth and that's that on that. No. Every single one of us were created for a specific, I had to say that, emphasized, okay? Specific purpose on this earth. There is a plan for each and every single one of us individually that God took his time to write and create for you. No one purpose is going to be the same. It might be the same idea and the same mission and the same goal, but every single one of us has a different purpose here on this earth. God has a plan for every single one of us individually. Our purposes may be similar, but the way in which we're going to walk in that purpose will look so different, because I am not you, you are not me, and no two people on this earth are exactly the same. And so it's very important to know that if you are called to something, that is uniquely and individually yours. And I always say that it's very important to know that there could be so many other people out there doing the same exact thing that you're doing the same exact thing that God is calling you to do, or doing similar things. There might be so many people in that field already, you know, so many podcasts, so many clothing lines, so many whatever it is that God is calling you to. But understanding that just because there's so many of them out there does not mean that there's not a space for you, does not mean that God does not have a unique position for you in that space, in that field, in that career, in that specific aspect. Know that, because I think that a lot of the time, you know, we get, you know, nervous and discouraged because it's like, well, I want to do this, but there's already so many out there, you know, there's already so many people doing it. So what's going to be different about mine? How is mine going to stand out? You know, are people really going to tune in? Are people going to support me? Are people going to be down with it? Because it's just another one of those things, you know, another one of those brands, another one of those hair braiders, another one of those nail techs, another one of those podcasts, or whatever it is. And we get so caught up in what already is and what other people have done and what's already out there, not understanding that if God called you to something, there is a reason why he called you to it. If God has given you a purpose in your heart to pursue, best believe he's already handled all that. He don't want to hear all that noise. He don't want to hear like, okay, God, but okay, but this person is doing that. And okay, but you know, they've already seen this. This is nothing new. No, he'll make sure that if he's leading you down that path and in that purpose, he's given you everything for you to stand out, for you to be different, and for you to bring something fresh and new to the table. It doesn't matter how many hair braiders there are out there. Somebody needs you to braid their hair, because the way that you're going to do it, the experience that they're going to have with you will be so much more different than they've had with any other hair braider. Doesn't matter if there's 50,000 nail techs out there. There's something about you that you're going to bring to the table that is going to make somebody feel so much different and something new and fresh and amazing that they may have never felt with any other nail tech. It doesn't matter how many clothing brands there are out there, because the way you're going to design your clothes and the way that people are going to feel when they put your brand on is going to be something different that they've never experienced before. So it's having that mindset and that perspective that there's a place for you. There's a space for you. God has specifically created a platform and an avenue for you in that field or in that specific area where it'll bring something different to the table. And somebody or people are waiting for you to step out on faith and step out in knowing what God has called you to in order to be able to have that experience and to be able to be blessed in a way that they've never been blessed before, or to have that experience that they've never had before. And that was the same thing for me. You know, y'all know from the first episode that I said there was a lot of excuses I was trying to come up with in terms of why I shouldn't start this podcast, and wondering and questioning and doubting. And part of it was like, well, there are so many podcasts and I'm seeing a lot more people coming out with podcasts, and it's like, okay, well, how do I make mine different? How do I come with something fresh and new? And how do I create this so that people will be, you know, interested and wanting to listen? And then I just finally had to be like, yo, if this is what God has placed on my heart, if this is one of the avenues he's giving me to walk out my purpose, who am I to not go ahead and walk that walk and take that path and be in alignment with what he's called me to be? And a lot of us, like, you know, we hinder ourselves. We block our purpose. We block our blessings. We block the plan that God has for us because of all the things that we try to come up with to stop what he's waiting to give us. And that's not the life that God has called us to live. God has called us to walk in purpose and walk in passion and to live in purpose, on purpose, in passion every day of our lives. Every single day that you wake up should mean something. Every day that you wake up should be in alignment with the purpose that God has placed you on this earth for. Whatever that may mean, whatever that may look like, however you go about doing it. That's what you're here for. Not any single one of us is here for just any old reason. And it's just understanding that he's leading you out in his plan and in his purpose. Also understanding the fact that you're not alone. It might be something that you've never done before. It might be something that you never even thought you would be able to do, or anything that you ever thought that you would do. But that's the thing about purpose and passion, is that it's outside the box. It's outside of our comfort zone. And I read a book one time, I think it was by Joyce Meyer, and it was called Battlefield of the Mind. And it said that if you're being called to something, or if, you know, you're thinking about something that you yourself would never normally think about, or you yourself would never normally come up with, that's how you know it's from God. That's how you know it's not you, it's him that's giving you something. And it was the same thing with this podcast, because I never saw myself as starting a podcast. I never even fathomed the idea. And so when it was impressed upon my heart, I was like, all right, yeah, that sounds cool. Like, okay, this is something that I might want to do. But it was just hard to kind of wrap my mind around it, because that's not something I ever saw myself doing. And so that's how I knew it couldn't be me. It had to have been God, because Samantha Caesar, me, podcast? I don't know. Because I always said, like, I'm not creative. I'm not someone who has the capability of doing things in the creative realm and, you know, all this other stuff. Like I said, excuses, you know. But that's how I knew that it was a part of the purpose, because it was out of the box. It was out of my comfort zone. And so it's not always going to be comfortable to walk in your purpose and to walk in passion. It's not always going to be easy. It's going to take a lot. It's going to take work. It's going to take a level of awareness. It's going to take discipline. It's going to take a lot out of you as a person. And it's going to take for you to get uncomfortable in order to grow and actually live out that purpose loudly and boldly and unapologetically. and not be afraid to live it out in whatever way that God is calling you to do so. And so it's just being able to let go and let him, really, honestly and truthfully. And it's easier said than done. Trust me, it's easier said than done. But if you're going to walk in your purpose and in your passion, you have to understand that you are not going to be in control. That's a hard one. That's a hard pill to swallow, because I know a lot of us, including me, do not like to let go and let other people have control. That is probably one of the hardest things. Not being in control. Like, what? I don't like the way that sounds. I don't like that at all. But that's what it requires. Like, literally requires. It requires us to let go of control, to let go of, you know, the plans that we have or the ideas that we have in our head of how it should look and what it should be like and what should happen and when it should happen. All of that. Like, you have to trust. It's going to take a high level of faith. High level of faith and trust in him to know that he's got it. Like, it's already done, baby. It's finished. All right. All you gotta do is be obedient and walk. That's all he said, to walk. Just walk. Walk by faith, not by sight. And before you know it, he's going to have you living out your purpose so beautifully. So beautifully. And there's a peace that comes with knowing that you're walking in purpose. It's just, I can't even explain it. Like, just thinking about it, I want to cry. Yes, I want to cry. Because just knowing that you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do and exactly where you're supposed to be, it's a good feeling. It is. And you find peace in it, because it's like, you don't have to wonder or question. Like, yes, you may not know the next move. You may not always know, you know, what the next plan is. But it's just knowing that whatever it's going to be, is going to be exactly what it's supposed to be. Exactly what it needs to be. And just not questioning that. And just knowing that, yeah, you're not in control, but there's no better person than God to be in control of that purpose and that future and that plan. And then from that peace comes that passion, because you just do it with your heart. You just know that I'm in alignment and I'm doing what I'm purposed to do. And the only way to do that is with passion. Because like I said, the two go together. You cannot have one without the other. If I'm walking in alignment with exactly what I'm supposed to be doing in this life, I'm going to have passion about it. I'm going to be hella passionate, because I'm excited and I love it. And I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and it feels so right. And when it feels right, it's just so easy to have that genuine excitement and love for it. And that translates and that shows, and people can feel that. So it's very important to know that when you'll know when you're in your purpose, when you have that feeling, and no one and nothing can take it from you. And it's like, it's a part of you. You know, if you don't do it, it's like, you feel, it doesn't feel right. Like, even when it comes to recording these episodes, it's not always the easiest thing to do, but I know it don't feel right if I don't. And if I were to just drop this and not do it anymore, I know that I would feel incomplete, because, you know, starting this podcast has just added another part of me that it's like, I can't see me not doing this. I can't see me not having this podcast, no matter where it goes, or, you know, who listens or whatever it turns into. It feels right in my heart to do it. And so it's very, very important to have that peace about it, and to also not be discouraged if you don't know what your purpose is yet. If you haven't found that purpose and passion, it's okay. There's no rush. Like, if you're still alive and you're still walking and you're still breathing, he ain't done with you yet anyways. So best believe if you don't know it yet, you're gonna know it very soon. You will not leave this earth without having known your purpose and what you were here for. So be patient and wait on him and be in tune and communication with him and trust that he'll reveal it to you. Like I said, your purpose, a lot of the times will find you and you'll just fall into it and you won't even realize it sometimes. And the story to your purpose, to purpose period, is different for everyone. Some people find it sooner than others. Some take a little bit longer, but no matter what the journey is to get there, you're gonna get there. And that's all that matters. And you'll know. You'll just know when you found that purpose, when that passion and everything, just, you'll know. Like, I can't really explain it. It's just something that when it comes, you feel it and you know exactly what it is. And you know exactly that this is what you're supposed to be doing. And it's gonna be a beautiful feeling and a beautiful experience. And, you know, it just requires trust, faith, patience, and a lot of other things. And no matter what the journey of purpose looks like, as long as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and that you're in alignment, it's all going to happen as it should and just the way that it should as well. And so I just really wanted to speak on this because every day I wake up and I say, thank you, God, for allowing me another day to walk in purpose and in passion. And it's just been a reoccurring theme in my head this week and just every day, period. And I just felt like it was on my heart to share it with y'all and to, you know, speak on it this episode and just bring emphasis to it, because sometimes it's easy to try to kind of just go through life and just skate by and just, you know, go through the motions and get lost in, you know, the repetitiveness or the routine of life and not really be intentional about that purpose. But I think it's very important that each and every single one of us become aware of that purpose and be more intentional about walking in it every day and living it out and having it show through our lives and the way that we live our lives and you know, helping other people around us to be aware of that purpose so that they can become aware of their own. Sometimes, you know, our walking in our purpose is what's going to help somebody walk in their truth and their purpose and their passion, because sometimes that fear and that doubt and all those negative things, they are hindrances. And a lot of people get stuck there. And sometimes it's waiting on you to see you do what you're supposed to be doing to help somebody else be unafraid to do what they're supposed to do. So understanding that your purpose is a blessing to others as well. It's not just for you. It's not just for you to live out a life doing what you're supposed to do, but it's supposed to bless others. It's supposed to be a way of speaking to someone else's life, whatever your purpose may be, big or small. And don't ever downplay your purpose either. Don't ever downplay the plan that God purposed for you. Like I said, it was all individually and specifically catered to each and every single person. So don't ever downplay what he's called you to do. Though it may look minute to you, though it may look minimal to you, you don't know what it's doing for someone else. You don't know what impact it's having. So always just daily, intentionally walk in it and just let it speak for itself and let it do what it's supposed to do and let it be a blessing and be grateful for it. Whatever it is, whatever it looks like, and understand that no one else can do it the way you do it. No one else can walk in that purpose and walk in that passion the way you do. You do it different than anybody else could. So remember that and keep that at the forefront of your mind, especially when it gets easy to give up. You need to be where you are. You need to be. Because there's only one you, and that's on period. As always, y'all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being alive. And thank you. Just thank you, honestly. And I really hope that y'all stay blessed, stay beautiful. And today is Mother's Day. So shout out to all you phenomenal women who are doing the thing each and every single day, whether you are a mother, a grandmother, expecting, whatever position or role you play. Thank you. You are very much appreciated. And there would be no life after God without you. So love to all of y'all. And I'm out.